Hello, friends. This is Phonograph DJ Mac bringing you Centennial Songs. In March of 1920, Al Jolson is on top as one of the most popular artists on Broadway and on record. It's been close to 20 years that Al Jolson has been in show business, working his way up through medicine shows and vaudeville stages to arrive at the top. His charisma on stage is legendary, and since his Broadway debut in 1911, his magic touch created non-stop hits until he retired from stage work in 1926. He was starring in a show called Sinbad in 1918 when he heard a new song at a party written by an upcoming songwriter named George Gershwin. At the age of 16, Gershwin had been a song plugger and was trying to find his musical feet as a writer and arranger. He played piano for a period for the Queen of Vaudeville, Nora Bayes, as her accompanist. George wrote the music for Swanee in 1919 for a show called Demitasse, with lyrics by Irving Caesar. The song had little impact in the show, but its break came when Al Jolson heard Swanee performed by George at a party they both attended. Al put it in his show Sinbad on Broadway, and the song quickly became a signature number in the show. The song sold so many records and so much sheet music that George was able to take the money made and use it as a cushion, which allowed him to pursue more serious writing and composing. It was a huge hit at a time he needed something. Al recorded Swanee, and it became a sensation because of the combination of a great song with a hugely popular entertainer. Al was a cross-discipline performer. Along with his great stage success, he sold a lot of records since his debut in 1911, and his quantity of recording and sales figures were impressive. He was riding high in 1920, and his heights would soar even higher, as he was among the rare few who were able to transition from stage and recording to their greatest success in talking pictures. Al Jolson's legacy remains linked much to the fact that he was a dedicated blackface performer. He's part of the complicated and dark history of this unseemly practice, and its place in the development of American entertainment is too big a subject for this podcast. This was one of the biggest songs of the year, so here on the 1920 Columbia record is Al Jolson with Swanee, this week's Centennial Song.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love was real. Near you I long to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's strumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folk in a G-I-X-I, even though my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to that Swanee shore. Swanee, Swanee, I am coming back to Swanee. Mammy, Mammy, I love the old folks at home. How I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folk in a T-I-X-I, even though my mammy
me, praying for me, down by the Suwannee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to that Suwannee shore.